Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher back with you again. We are on the road, but we're not on the road too far from our studio in Daytona Beach. We're up at Bicentennial Park in Ormond by the Sea for our Gratitude for Latitude party. And man, I'll tell you what, this is a big turnout. We're having a lot of fun. People are entering the drawing. We're giving a drawing away for a autographed Daniel Dye number 43 NASCAR truck, which is, of course, the premier thing. The price of that is priceless. And we're also giving away a discount on a solar attic fan to keep your house nice and cool in the summertime, and a beautiful three-burner gas grill. You ought to see this. That's our friends at Bull & Boar over here. They're catering the event, and man, there's some good food. But before I go too far off base, I always give a weather report. It's going to be real short today. It's a beautiful day. The second thing I want to do is give a shout out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support, particularly to our driver Daniel Dye in the race to stop suicide. And believe it or not, we are very fortunate to have a star guest with us today, Mr. Daniel Dye. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. I'm excited to be at the Gratitude for Latitude event.
This is a lot of fun. Man, there's a ton of people here, isn't there?
There is. It's been a good turnout. A lot of people here talking about solar and what it's doing for them and lowering their electric bills. So yeah, a lot of people getting excited about solar here in Ormond by the Sea and the whole Volusia County and Flagler County areas.
Gee, I tell you, it's really great to have you talk about solar. It never even came up on my mind, but you know what? Daytona Dodge, their Jeep facility, and the Maserati facility, which, Daniel, you are absolutely part of the whole thing there. I think we bought a car for you not too long ago.
That's right. I see it sitting out here actually next to you. We've got the Dodge vans that y'all use to help install solar units at houses, especially at Latitude, and then that car that your salespeople use to try and introduce people to the world of solar. So yeah, exciting to have solar on those two buildings, and it's definitely been a good investment for us over there at the dealerships.
Yeah, we're so glad. Thank your dad too. He's been so instrumental in everything we're doing. You know, I guess one of the things we have to talk about, since we are able to corral you because you're such a busy guy, is a couple of things that have happened recently. First of all, talk a little bit about Atlanta, your race up there about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Atlanta was awesome. So there's two rounds of qualifying, most of the tracks that we go to, and in our first round we qualified third. That puts us into round two, where the top 10 get another try, get another shot at it to run for the pole. And sure enough, in round two we got the pole and got my first career pole award in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. So that was super exciting. Ran top 10 most of the day and finished ninth. Obviously, won a little bit more. Want to finish a little bit closer to the front, but top tens are always good to have, and it was a good points day for us for sure.
When you have 38, 40 cars starting, and you end up in the top 10, that is like exemplary. But you know, the whole thing about the pole position, man, I'll tell you, that how many people in their life ever sat on the pole in a NASCAR race? Not very many.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm glad to say that I'm one of them.
That's in the history books. So then it was off to Las Vegas, and that was a very interesting, man. You were running the top six or something like that.
Yeah, we I think we qualified sixth or seventh and ran up front for a lot of the day. We're running sixth at the end of the race, and unfortunately had a problem on our pit stop that we had to come back and refuel the car. Had a problem fueling up the car and had to come back. So didn't get the finish that we wanted or we think we deserve. So we're going to Bristol next week with a chip on our shoulder. We got something to prove and got a little bit of ground to make up.
Great. Well, you've got a brand new team, and that's pretty exciting. Let's talk about some of your sponsors on your team. You've got Champion, right?
Yeah, Champion Container has been a partner with us for quite some time now. Super excited to have them on board as much as they have been, and they're going to be on the truck again at Bristol. That super cool red and yellow 43 machine is going to be fast in Bristol, Tennessee on Saturday night. Solar Fit's going to be on there too, so we're going to be rolling around Bristol that high banked half mile trying to promote the world of solar energy to the whole country.
Yeah, I'll tell you, folks, if you're looking for me on Friday, I'll be on the road on the way up to Bristol, because I can't wait to spend some time with Daniel and see the wonderful job it's doing up there. And, boy, the crew, the team, everything like that, it's all refreshed. It's brand new. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, I made a switch from GMS Racing last year to Bill McAnally Racing this year. Been a lot of good stuff, a lot of fast trucks, a bunch of really good crew members that have been doing it for a while and are really good at their jobs, a bunch of good teammates. No complaints out of me. You can't complain when you run it up front. So having a whole lot of fun with the new team and having quite a bit of success off the rip.
Who's some of your teammates?
Yeah, Christian Eckes is one of my teammates. He won four races last year. Has done really good. Zane Smith, former champion in the NASCAR Truck Series, he's going to run some races with us this year. Tyler Ankrum, who's been racing for quite a while, he has a win in the NASCAR Truck Series in his couple years of racing. And then also Jack Wood is going to run part-time in the Truck Series, and he's also chasing a championship on the West for the ARCA West Series with Bill McAnally Racing. So a bunch of good teammates, a lot of good stuff happening in Statesville, North Carolina, and looking forward to going to the racetrack every weekend and having a chance to compete to the win.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for taking time to stop by today and meet all the fine SolarFit customers that are here. I think you had a chance to talk to a bunch of people.
Heck yeah, absolutely. And they were all excited about what SolarFit does with the help in our race to stop suicide, and excited to hear about that, and had a good couple conversations about everything we do there, and just people excited about what their solar systems are doing for their houses and for their electric bills, almost wiping them clean compared to what they were used to. So, yeah, sounds like a lot of people are happy with their investments and are looking forward to the future and seeing it pay off over and over and over again.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel, and thanks for your support through the years. And, man, we're looking forward to next week. We're going to see you up there, man.
Heck, yeah, it's going to be fun at Bristol, baby.
Okay, man. See you then. Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. We're walking around interviewing people, and we've got some very, very famous people. We just talked to Daniel Dye, and I'm right here with Danny Wentworth with Bull & Boar Barbecue, who is the caterer of this event. He's also has one of the prizes that we're going to be giving away to drawing pretty quick. Danny, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Bill.
It is just awesome. You have got such a business, and, you know, I'm addicted to a certain sauce, and if you asked me what it was, I couldn't tell you, but when I tell you what it tastes, she goes, oh, you mean this.
Yep.
How many sauces do you have?
We probably have 30 to 40 different sauces in the store, probably 50 to 60 different rubs, all over Florida-based, veteran-owned, to your internet stars that you see.
Okay, so to the uninitiated, what is a rub?
So a rub is your barbecue seasoning. So a lot of people think that's just for barbecue, but you can use it in the kitchen too. Okay. Just a lot of people are intimidated by barbecue, and they think our stuff is just for barbecue, but you can use it in everyday stuff down to mashed potatoes.
It's really funny when I was talking to Daniel a couple minutes ago, we were talking about rubbing. He was talking about car racing. Yeah. It's a different type
Rubbin's
of rub,
racing,
right?
Baby. Yep.
Rubbin's racing. Well, you've got an awesome business here, and we're so glad that you came to join us. And everyone's talking about the food, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just what we do. I mean, we cater, we do events, outdoor kitchens, grills, smokers, pizza ovens, you name it. We're just anything barbecue Bull & Boar does.
Hey, you know, this event, it kind of strikes me. This is really kind of a gratitude for latitude, because we have so many loyal customers out there, but you know, that outdoor kitchen sounds like it'd be perfect for the folks at Latitude.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've delivered a lot of grills in there, but there's so many porches back there that we could do modular or custom built to the size, whatever their budget wants, we can do, you know. So
I like that. It's just kind of the same way we do it, is that the price really is whatever the customer wants it to be. They can pick whatever they want,
right?
Start small or start big or
absolutely,
whatever. But describe one of these kitchens. I'm picturing it, but just describe what it looks like.
So we do everything from modular kitchens, which are just grills and cabinets, and you piece them together. They're on casters. You can move them around. Down to, we do full-blown, built-up from the ground cabinets, countertops. We just did one in Mosaic that had cement countertops on it. Put in grills, griddles, burners, sinks, lights, you name it, we can do it.
Like coolers?
Absolutely. We have regular coolers, wine coolers, drawer coolers, refrigerators, everything.
Why? And if you had a porch, why wouldn't you have one?
Exactly. I mean, we're in the barbecue capital of the world, right? I mean,
you know, there's so many pools, too. If
yes,
you have a pool deck,
absolutely,
man, that has to be so cool.
Absolutely. We just, the one we just got done doing, believe it or not, our contractor matched the pool tile to run inside their kitchen that matches their pool tile. So,
oh, my God.
They're incredible. So.
Yeah, no one's thinking about selling, but just imagine if you ever go to sell your house having that type of a benefit.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, that really enhances it. Well, Danny, thank you so much for coming along and helping people. And tell me what you're serving over there.
So today we have hot dogs, and then we decided to bring along some pulled pork with us. So we've got pulled pork hot dogs, pulled pork on hot dogs if you're living a little. So come out, and if you're in Margaritaville, come see us. We got plenty of time left.
Okay, so if you're living a little, got to have a hot dog, pulled pork, and you put some of that special sauce on it.
Oh, some good barbecue sauce on top.
Oh, my God, folks. If you're anywhere within 2,000 miles of Ormond Beach, you need to stop in. But you got to hurry. We're only going to be here until about 4 o'clock.
That's all right.
But it's cool. The weather's been cooperating.
Yes.
And you know what? What's a really cool thing is we announced that you could bring your pet as long as the owner of the pet was leashed.
Yeah.
Yes. And I see every one of them is obeying the law. We don't want any renegade things going on out here. But, boy, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Danny, thanks so much. I know you're getting back to the cooker. Thanks for taking care of our customers.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we'll walk around and find some other really interesting folks. Okay, folks, we're back over here with another famous couple, but not really a couple, don't get me wrong, but there's Thomas and Tammy, and they're with Hudson Furniture, and they have got the coolest little surfboard set up here, and they're serving... Tom, what are we serving?
We're serving some margaritas today for our clients from Margaritaville today. And we would love for everybody to come and visit me and Tammy at our store in Ormond Beach and see the different options we have for your lifestyle.
Okay, talk about what you have in the store there, because we shop there all the time, but you tell us.
Well, like today we brought out a nice little surfboard table for our customers. It's a cool little bar table that you can put outside. It has a little shark bite off of it and four stools that go with it. But at Hudson's Furniture, we can pretty much build whatever you might have in mind. We do a lot of custom ordering and design. We have professional designers that will come to your home and work with you there and make sure your colors and your spaces are right. So we do everything we can to make sure that you get the dream home that you have been thinking about your whole life.
Well, the number one furniture store in just about the state of Florida is Hudson Furniture. Our friends at Hudson, they are so awesome. Nice people, but they've got the best furniture too. And, you know, we actually have solar power systems on the store at Ormond, the store in Sanford, and the store in Ocala.
Yes.
So not only can you get the finest furniture there, you can have all your lights illuminated by the sun for free. It actually actually feel kind of cool when you walk in the door. Say,
it does,
okay,
yes.
This is kind of cool over there. Tammy, what do you do there?
I am a design consultant along with Thomas. We love turning our customers' houses into homes.
You know, that is so cool. I was just talking to Danny over there with Bull and Boar, and I'm thinking, you know, your furniture in Latitudes and Bull and Boar outside kitchen things, what a perfect combination. Can you imagine a house like that?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of homes in Margaritaville, so you could probably have a friend. If you live in that area, you probably have a friend that we've designed their home. If you do, please take a time and go visit them and see the different things that we can do for you.
Yeah, and it's not just a purchase of the furniture. You have to have specialists design it for you, right?
Yeah, of course, because you know, anybody can sell you furniture. We want to make sure this is what you need for your lifestyle, fits into your home, your decor, and we want you to be proud of it when your friends walk in and see it. We want them you'd be able to brag about your home.
That's why Hudson's is Hudson's. Now, how long has Hudson's been in business?
Hudson's has been in business for 40 years now. It is run by the sons, Adam and Josh. It was started by Mr. Fred Hudson in the 80s. 43 years. Tammy has been working there about 7 years.
Four and a half years
now, and I've been there off and on for about 20 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm proud to say that I'm old enough to call Fred a friend from years ago, and now friends with both
boys, Josh and Adam.
They are great, great people.
In fact,
you can't see it, but my shirt, I've got on a T-shirt that they gave me when I played golf with them.
Okay.
What does that say right there?
Oh, okay, the Christian Fellowship Association.
Okay. Now, I don't know why they invited me, because my golf game is so poor, but I love going out there and having a day with these guys. But anyway, thank you so much for coming to our event today, and I hope the wind isn't too much here. We're rocking around.
It's been fun, and we appreciate you inviting us.
Okay, thanks, folks. Stop into Hudson Furniture. Wherever you are, they're available. Hi, folks. Bill Gallagher with SolarFit here. Have you ever thought about utilizing solar power for your home or business? Well, there's never been a better time to plug into the sun and stop renting electricity. How would you like to let your roof start paying you each month? Give us a call at 445-7606. That's 445-7606. Or visit us at solarfit.com and set yourself free.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Okay, folks, we've come up with another star performer that's visiting us today. This is Nancy Ikes. Nancy.
Hi, Bill. Good to see you again.
I saw you. I picked you out of the crowd. You're the person that's the most fit here at the barbecue.
Oh, well, thank you. Is that why you invited me?
No. Well, yes. No, it wasn't. But I invited you because you're an awesome lady. Nancy was a guest about a month ago on our show?
Yeah.
And you did a great job of talking about nutrition and exercise and psychology and all these things that I think are so important in life.
Well, thank you. It was fun. I had a blast.
You know, just had an opportunity, and if you're listening to this show, the first interview was with Daniel Dye, and of course, supporting the Race to Stop Suicide. And boy, it really brings full circle all the thoughts and ideas we have about mental health, doesn't it?
Definitely. And we got some stuff coming up about that, right?
We do. We got an event coming up real soon, April. Gosh, it's March already.
Yes.
And we're not really ready to announce all the plans on it, but it's going to be a really big deal in coordination with the Jeep Beach. And everybody knows about Jeep Beach. I don't know how many people, hundreds of thousands of people come to it.
Yeah, well, I just learned about it, so I'm super excited to get to experience it this year because I'm new. I'm new to the area, so all of these things I get to enjoy.
Yeah. I'll tell you, full disclosure, I've had 9 Jeeps in my lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
I learned to drive on a 1942 military Jeep that my father let me drive when I was probably 9 years old, and I just fell in love with the Jeep brand, and I just keep on going, and I slap my bike on the back of that baby, and I'm ready to go.
I love it. And Jeeps always remind me of the beach. I mean, to me, that is such a by-the-ocean, on-the-sand vehicle. Yeah. So what was your favorite Jeep that you had?
Well, I have to say probably now. I
mean, What are you driving?
It's a Sahara Jeep. I wouldn't call it anything particularly special, but it's perfect for my lifestyle. You know, and I was just kidding some folks about people saying, hey, your business must be doing really good because you're driving a Mercedes. And I said, well, that's not my Mercedes. I have the Jeep with the bike on the back. But another funny story, I was talking to Randy the other day, kind of could have even been yesterday, and we were talking about the plans, which will involve Daytona International Speedway. And part of it will be the Jeeps having an opportunity to drive on the track, not way up on the banks. And I say, God, I'm going to be disappointed if I have to take my bike off. You know, I have to stay low on those banks. It's going to be think of the people that come from all over the world to this event to have an opportunity to drive on the Daytona International Speedway.
Yes, that's incredible.
That is kind of like going to Indiana and driving on the 500 Speedway. But Daytona,
yes, the Brickyard. Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you so much for coming today and supporting this event. What have you seen out there so far?
I've seen a lot of friendly faces. I've seen a lot of solar fit. And it's just been great. Lots of happy, happy customers is what I see.
Yeah, it's just a joy. You know, Gloria has so many loyal customers and latitudes, and we have a little bit of a benefit bring today. And you know, we're publicizing, you can bring your dog as long as the owner's on a leash, right?
Yes, I saw that. That was cute.
And a lot of people have their dogs, which I think is cool. You know, I don't know about some of these places that don't permit animals. I'm just not that guy. I like pets.
Yeah.
What about you?
They're good. Yes, I have a pet. I love my pet. So, yeah, bring them if you can.
Sure. So the guys at Bull & Boar are catering the event, and they're out there. I'm looking through the glass right now, and they're making a hot dog, which we call the sun dog because of the special sauce, and they're putting pork on it. And then they have the sauce on it. And, I mean, these people are going crazy. They're just standing in line. Isn't that awesome?
It's great. And they're clearly enjoying it.
The folks at Hudson Furniture are, of course, the number one furniture store in the history of the world as we know it. Hudson Furniture are serving margaritas and giving them a special taste of what they're selling out there. We just have some really cool people.
Yeah, you do. You know a lot of really cool people, Bill. And I think most of them are here, right?
You are.
Well, thank you.
So tell us what you're doing now.
I'm doing all kinds of things right now, Bill.
Okay. Tune us in. What are you doing now? I know you work with David,
mm-hmm.
friend David.
Yep. So I'm working with David, and what that means is I'm working with Flagler Broadcasting and trying to connect a lot of local businesses to get more customers in their door or to their websites, whatever it is, to help these local businesses grow. Because just like you, Bill, right, you're a local business, and I'm sure you've had a marketing plan, and you know how important that is to support local.
Amen. And, you know, I think we were talking outside. We've been with Flagler Broadcasting since they opened in 2008.
Thank you.
The basic math says that's about 16 years, and we've never wavered. It's just been one of the best avenues of marketing forever. You know, radio is a little bit different. You just can't put a spot on and hope it works, right? You have to have a plan, and David's helped us set that for us, and now you're doing it too. So
yeah,
thank you.
No, thank you. And clearly it works. If you've stuck with it for 16 years, it has definitely helped your business.
Yeah, I always tell people, and they go, how'd you get involved in the radio business? Well, that darn David Ayers is a friend of mine. He says, you ought to be on the radio. And I'm, what are you talking about? He said, you got a weird voice, like a strange voice. And I go, well, we'll give her a try. And 16 years later, voice has not changed.
Yes.
But the gray of my mustache has. It's getting a lot for her. But.
I love it. Well, they can't see it. They can only hear you.
They tell you a face for radio, right? Well, thanks again, Nancy, for coming. And keep up the great work. And tell David to say hello. And I'll see him next week, I'm sure.
You got it. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks so much. Okay, hi, folks. We're back, and we're with another very famous resident of Latitudes. That's Mr. Bob Nance. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming along and bringing Lisa and bringing Duncan. My God, that Duncan is a healthy pup. What kind of dog is he?
He's a golden doodle.
A golden doodle.
I should say a mini golden doodle.
That's pretty big for a mini.
Oh, no.
That's a big mini.
he's truly a mini. My daughter's mini is 65 pounds.
Holy kamoko. Wow.
So Duncan's only 30, so... He's a true mini.
Wow. We're so happy that you joined us here today. Boy, what an awesome group of people. We've got picnic tables out there that are full of all sorts of your neighbors out there. You recognize a lot of them?
Not yet. I haven't mingled very much yet.
Okay, so there's a good chance to get together and mingle. But geez, thank you so much for coming. And you have a solar fit system, I understand.
I do.
Okay. And you were telling me outside your electric bill was how much?
Well, before we got the solar system, it was over $400 a month.
Oh, man. That's painful.
You can't imagine.
Oh, my gosh. What is it now?
Under 100. Like 100. Between 70 and 80.
$70 to $80. My gosh. That's a huge savings. Well, thank you. Congratulations on your investment. I know you'll find that to be advantageous for years to come.
Absolutely.
It's a lot easier to save money than it is make it anymore, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
So where are you from originally?
Originally from Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
So you moved north. That's very unusual.
Absolutely. It was getting a little too crowded down there.
Oh, my gosh. And what did you do down there?
I was a firefighter and a fire inspector.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for your service
both
of those very difficult jobs.
Thank you.
For sure. Gosh darn. Well, and how'd you end up in Latitude?
A girlfriend of my wife, who's a realtor, told us about the community and thought we'd love it. And it was right up our alley.
Yeah, it's just so laid back, isn't it?
It's so laid back.
Really
the whole
is.
Community up here is very laid back. Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, we absolutely love it over here.
Yeah, we hope that the people will recognize Ormond Beach and just drive right on past. And no, I'm just kidding, because there's so many people. Have you noticed the number of people coming into Florida? Holy mackerel.
I think the count is about 1,000 people a day.
1,000 a day, yep. And I'm thinking about, where are they going?
Everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Just scattering like fire ants.
Yeah, I know. Well, and you look outside the weather right now. We're in the middle of March, and it's about 85 degrees out. The sun is out. Everybody's got a smile on their face. I don't know what's going on in Chicago, but I don't think it's this. What do you think?
Not a chance in the world. This is beautiful up here, or down here. What were we talking about? Chicago. So down here from Chicago, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Love it.
Well, we love visiting Latitudes. Just going through the gate, it feels like I have to flip off my sneakers and put on my flip-flops. Flip off my sneakers. How do you say that? Slip off my sneakers.
Kick off the sneakers and put on the flip-flops.
So one of those things you have in there, you've got, I know that Gloria goes out every Friday or every 4:30 in the afternoon. She goes out there. I couldn't figure out why. Then I figured out it was happy hour. Is that part of it?
Oh, it's happy hour all day long.
Oh, my God. That must be good. And yeah. You have a golf cart?
I do have a golf cart.
Okay. That's you have to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I have a golf cart and I have a jet ski. So when we're not golf carting, we're tearing up the waterways.
Oh, my gosh. So think about this, folks. You live in an area where it's kind of the Jimmy Buffett laid-back attitude. You've got your golf cart. You've got your solar power system. You've got your swimming pool with a solar heating system on it. You've got Publix just down the road. You don't need to drive anywhere. You've got your golf cart. I mean, this is the lifestyle, isn't it?
Absolutely is. And we sized our system in anticipation of maybe getting an electric vehicle someday. And we wanted to make sure that we had all bases covered.
What do you think you get on the electric vehicle?
Right now I'm leaning towards a Tesla.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's so many coming on the market.
Absolutely. Polestar is one of them, and there's so many coming out. Kia's got one that's pretty nice. My next-door neighbor has one.
It's amazing how technology is changing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It's going to end. I mean, inevitably, I think it's going to end up going that way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today and for being part of the big SolarFit family and part of Latitudes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the system that we have. It's an amazing system. Absolutely love it.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right.
Awesome. Oh, hi, folks. Bill Gallagher back with you for the last interview of the day, and I never do anything without my sidekick and wing woman,
Gloria Edson.
She's finally joined us. She's been shaking hands and signing autographs for the last half hour or so. You have some very special guests. I want you to introduce them.
This is Linda and Tony.
Hi there. I'm Linda.
Tony. Hi.
You have the most wonderful voice. It's very commanding. All right. So since this is the last interview, I want to tell everyone a little bit about where you're from.
Originally, I'm from Connecticut. I spent most of my adult life outside of Philadelphia working in healthcare. And for the last almost 11 years, I've been in the beautiful state of Florida.
And Florida's pretty beautiful, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, yes. I'm originally from Nashville, moved to Philly and down to Florida, and love it down here.
Are you a country singer?
No.
Okay. What do you think of Nashville? Rock? All right. Okay. Did you bring your guitar?
No.
Okay. Well, we have some. These folks are just so special from Latitudes. How do you like it out there?
I think that they built the place for me, pretty much. Yeah, if I could have designed something, that's what I would have done. It's just, it's beyond unbelievable to live there. It really is. It's the friendliest place in the world. The amenities are outstanding. Our own private beach club right down the road here. It's just amazing. It really is. I pinch myself.
You know, when I think
there's not much more I can say except it's a great place to retire to.
When I think of happy couple, I look at in the dictionary and I see Linda and Tony's face. They are so happy, and I can see why. In fact, there's so many people. How many people do you think came to this event today?
Oh, you know, I didn't really. We met new friends. We were gabbing away. Maybe a couple hundred.
Holy mackerel, a couple hundred. Did you bring that many hot dogs, Gloria?
I didn't. Thank goodness I did. I wasn't in charge of the hot dogs.
Well, I'll tell you, everyone is.
Did you have a count on it? Do you have a number?
I don't. I haven't even. All I've done is walk around and chat with people and shake hands and thank them very much for their business. This has just been outstanding. We couldn't get better weather.
No.
I'm just glad everyone was able to find it because it's a little bit of a challenge to find especially if you're not sure where you're going, but it is a beautiful park.
Oh, that's one of the things that impresses me the most about Florida is the park system. We had horses in Ocala before we moved here. The trail systems are unbelievable. The boat launches with lifts for your canoe and kayaks, and they're immaculately clean. There's no garbage. There's no graffiti. It's unbelievable. It's gorgeous, just gorgeous.
I'll tell you, I love Ocala, but you know, you think about right here, you could walk 200 steps, and you're looking at the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. Another 200 steps the other way at the Halifax River. Nice. I mean, we are so blessed, mm-hmm. aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a beautiful area.
Jeez.
So and it's amazing when we moved down from Philadelphia many years ago, 11 years of that, the difference in the sky was amazing. It took us weeks to get used to blue, beautiful sky compared to the Northeast with the pollution.
You know, we really have to be careful. We're going to encourage more and more people to come down. We're already getting 1,500 a day or something like that coming to Florida. Okay, folks, if you're from out of state and you're listening to this, just disregard all the beauty we just told you about, okay? Because it's bike week, and there's so much traffic here we can't move around. But anyway, I wanted to thank you both for coming and for your loyal support of SolarFit. Thank you so much.
We're very, very pleased with your product. It's really made a big difference in our life.
What about Gloria?
And Gloria was great all through the process.
Okay, Gloria's uncle has now spoken, and that's Tony. No, I'm just kidding. She is outstanding. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed the session, and I wish you could have been here for the food, but I just saw the last hot dog fly off the shelf. And that we have patented. They're now called sun dogs. They're actually hot dogs with a little bit of pork on them with a special sauce, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be famous any day now.
Thanks, Loria.
Oh, you're welcome, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Okay, thanks, folks. Be careful out there. It's Bike Week. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.